Doncs amb això crec que se'ls ha de posar en valor, perquè a nivell de logística i de tot plegat, doncs no és fàcil ser-hi tantes vegades. I tenim la presidenta de Jarca Lleida, una altra que també sempre diu sí en aquest programa, Esmeralda Robreda, presidenta de Jarca Lleida. Molt bones, què tal, com estem?
Hola, bones.
Ara ve dir allò de, no sé si dir-te felicitats pels resultats, són les que t'agraden, t'esperaves més, menys...
M'agraden moltíssim, no, m'agraden moltíssim. Estic supercontenta dels socis i dels tècnics que tenim. Tenim una infraestructura petita, però que s'ho ha currat tant, i en lo malament que ho han passat aquests dos últims anys, i la gent ha confiat en la democràcia, ha confiat en votar Jarc i ha augmentat de vots, i ara tindrem una cadira més a la taula agrària. Estem encantats.
Se te nota la veu, eh? Que a vegades surten a les nits electorals els que no guanyen i un diu, va, aquest no me'l crec. Jo a l'Esmeralda me l'ha cregut, eh? El Cisco se'n va rient, tens aquí el Cisco Escarda de casa teva també, i anava fent que sí amb el cap, eh? El que deies. Escolta, us heu trobat amb els vostres per seguir aquesta nit?
Sí, estem aquí amb un celleret i ho estem celebrant una mica i pues bueno, sí, estem aquí.
Deixeu algo pels que treballem també.
Si voleu vindre, esteu convidats.
El Cisco ja està protestant. A veure, passa't l'adreça que ens està escoltant tota la província de Lleida i podem anar a celebrar-ho perquè l'Estor no ens ha dit.
Bueno, el president nacional està a punt de sortir a fer la roda de premsa, suposo, i pues bueno, molt contents perquè són dos anys de treball que hem sofert molt, hem estat molt qüestionats, se'ns ha ningunejat, se'ns ha maltractat i això... això fa mal i ens hem tingut que esforçar molt i continuar treballant en totes les crítiques, i ara en aquests moments això és com la recompensa, no?, que hem tingut, perquè la gent, el soci de base, l'agricultor, el ramader professional, el jove, ha confiat en Jarc, i això és el millor del món.
Esmeralda Robreda, acabeu de celebrar aquesta nit. Ves que no ens hi passem alguns, que també portem aquí patint i treballant aquestes eleccions, que volien fer moltes més coses, però allò de la dictadura del temps fa que diguin fins aquí, i que també ha costat una mica, deixeu-m'ho dir, perquè els plànings que un demana per organitzar-se fa tres setmanes, doncs cada dia canviaven, i per això li ha tocat també sirgar de més i de valent i patir, doncs, tots aquests canvis al nostre tècnic, a l'Ivan Usón, al Guillermo Ortiz, que segur que pensa, doncs, si el Fran me diu una cosa, fem el contrari, i li deia això de les nits electorals, ja són boges, tenia raó o no tenia raó, Guillermo?
Sí, una mica, però ha estat bé.
Ha estat bé, eh?
Me l'ho he passat bé.
Doncs dintre de 5 anys hi tornes... Sí. Si has aprovat, clar, si no has aprovat ja seguiràs aquí.
Hombre, si després d'esto no m'aproves.
Aprovats tothom, també la gent que ens seguiu, que sou fidels amb aquest programa i amb aquest especial que hem fet, gràcies a tots i a totes, però i molt especialment al Néstor Serra, al Cisco Escarda i al Toni Martínez, perquè nits com aquestes, doncs, amb algú li ha de viure amb els seus, doncs han fet aquest sacrifici extra d'acompanyar-nos, de fet, a vosaltres, amb aquest anàlisi. Ens veiem properament, moltes gràcies i molta sort.
Gràcies. Sí, bona nit.
Gràcies, bona nit.
Estimats germans, ens hem juntat a la casa de Déu per donar un miracle, una veracitat. Al punt de ràdio hi ha una invasió, l'hora d'en Joan Jo i Good.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah! What are we waiting for? What music?
just what is it that you want to do?
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
That's what we're going to do.
Away, baby, let's go.
Thank you.
to meet our King of Glory. And so we have this. You have it in your secret windows and your understanding to understand it and to bring it forth. It takes minute detail. It takes a holy life. It takes motions. It takes dedication. It takes dedication. It takes a death. And only God can allow it to do it.
sei venuto.
Work. Let go of the guilt. Take small steps every day. Stop the
mobile phones. I have to ask for the password to be reset for about the third time this week. Then I check my other email address just in case the password's gone there, knowing full well I'm just trying to cheat time. Like when I used to wait for a bus as a kid and always counted down from 15 to make it arrive. Is it this weekend the clocks go back or the next one? I go downstairs, pluck some Maureen dots off a slice of bread, pop it in the toaster and come back upstairs. Once or twice, the bus arrived bang on countdown. Coincidence or destiny?
The keynote of this report is his unwillingness to adopt a wholehearted attitude towards his activities.
I'm still getting adverts for something I looked at once last summer, even though I didn't really want it then and I don't want it anymore. Google knows more about me than my mum ever did. And then she had trouble recognising when I changed too. Those were the days before search histories, of course. Is it better when the clocks go back or forward? Oh, I quickly grab yesterday's underpants from the floor and start waving them wildly at the smoke alarm. The beeping blanking out my curses. Burnt toast. Again. I wish they'd had the internet when I was a kid. I make a new piece of toast but forget when it gets cold. And then I eat it all the same when I realise. And I let my new cup of tea get cold too, but I drink it up as well. Then I make another one straight away to catch up. And then I read about football for far too long and get angry with myself for wasting the day again. I pop the kettle on and wonder how long that mountain of soggy tea bags goes back. Looks like a week or more. It's probably this morning. Flick a bit of burnt bread off the screen and it occurs to me that I have no idea at all how LCD works. If that's what it is. I ought to Google it, but, you know, time is precious. My phone startles me by ringing, but because it's a number I don't know, I don't answer it. Could be anyone, but the chances are good that I don't want to speak to them. I don't really like phones. It's hard to explain why. But if someone rings me, I'm certainly not ready for them. And if I have to ring them, then there's this whole massive burden of anxiety. I wish phones didn't exist. Whoever rings with good news. It's like letters through the post. You never get a letter with good news, do you, these days? Speeding ticket. Doctors. Bills. Dogs that need help. War-torn medics wanting blankets. Unbelievable offers on solar panels in just my area this week. What's her name? The one who got on my bus that I never spoke to. Susan? Charlotte? All those rumbling journeys. The road not taken. The stops not stopped at. I go back to my emails. It takes forever to load and I feel like I'm being punished for all my mean thoughts. By God, be it brought back, I suppose. Assuming God still has power over big tech companies. Which seems unlikely, come to think of it. Much more likely the other way around. But you can't not have a phone, can you? If I can't be myself, who can I be? That's what Marilyn Monroe said. I need to forgive myself. I need to forgive everyone. That was my New Year's resolution. That and be healthier. But I keep forgetting. Oh, the internet is playing up again. I wish I had a pound for every time I've said to Kay that the internet is playing up again. I wish I had a pound for every time I've said to Kay, I wish I had a pound. The phone rings again. Same number. I figure they'll leave a message if it's important. My allergies are bad today and I haven't even been outside. Maybe that's why my knees hurt. Too much sitting still. So I jump up and knock my new hot mug of tea all over the carpet. I mop it up with a tea towel. The one we got on holiday in Cornwall. I'll have to go in the washing now. The same number rings again. That's the third time. What if it's an emergency? So I answer it, coughing because the kitchen's still a bit smoky from the toast. The young woman says she's calling because they've heard that I was involved in an accident that wasn't my fault. I said, no, not me. She rings straight off. That tea towel's not the only thing that needs to go in the wash. Got toothpaste on my t-shirt earlier. And even though I put this jumper on clean this morning, I've already got peanut butter on it. I wanted to be the one to ring off. It doesn't seem fair. No one should have a job they don't feel good about. Different the world might be then, eh? I really ought to go outside for a bit there. It looks so grey and cold. We went to another Cornish place, you know, and they had the exact same tea towel design, but with a different harbour name in the corner. Made in China, probably. There's another crack appears in the ceiling. I wish the internet had never been invented. I'd have been outside cycling or something. Probably.
Let go and forgive. It's more than every day. Stop to smell the roses and make the time to play. Love's the only treasure.
Notice the sun is coming through the clouds, lighting them up with a holy glow. So I take a few pictures that I already know will be blurry, because my camera can't cope with faraway droplets floating in the sky. And I take one or two shots that focus on the smudges on the window instead. I remember not being invited to my best friend's birthday party when I was maybe 9 or 10. He'd been to mine the month before. I remember that like it happened this morning. And then it strikes me, I haven't even had peanut butter today. I probably always confuse myself. I know I confuse disappointment with regret, but just because it didn't happen like I wanted doesn't necessarily mean I could have done better, does it? I know that to be happy you have to live in the world as it is, not as you'd like it to be. But, well, what would be the point in that? Is that brown spot on my hand getting bigger? I don't think I ever really recovered from school. Or from work. Or from anyone I ever met. To be fair, just because things didn't always turn out the way I planned, doesn't mean it wasn't all for the best in the end. That's quite often been the way. It's quite a comforting revelation. I'll forget it tomorrow. No one ever looks at the ceiling, do they? That crack doesn't matter. I wonder if my knees will always hurt now I'm getting older. Whether I'll get a second wind. I make the blood pump in my ear by poking it. Why can't I learn to leave it alone? I think in the end it turned out I'd forgotten my wallet anyway. In my dream last night, I mean. It can be hard to tell things you imagine from things that really happened. And vice versa.
Let go and forgive. It's more than every day. Stop to smell the roses and make the time to play.
My hearing's never been the same since that gig in 2012. I can't tell from these online pictures what's cancer and what's not. Only a doctor can, I suppose. Even as I took those photos, I knew I'd never look at them again. Not even when I copy them onto my computer because the phone's full up.
At his best, he is very good indeed. At his worst, when he is engaged in a lethargy, puzzling, stubborn perverseness, he can be quite dreadful.
I noticed that the Hoover has small cobwebs on it, which seems ironic. What does second wind mean? Is it a real thing? Is there a third one? I want to look it up, but I'm not the kind of man that wastes time, so instead I finally pluck up the courage to make the call I've been putting off all day. I let it ring twice, then ring off quickly, because I didn't really want to talk to them, but I felt obliged to try. I know it's bad, but I'm going to take it. I remember to drink my tea when it's still warm, and that reminds me of the time when Kay said she was so busy saving the world she had forgotten hot chocolate. She was playing a computer game, of course. That was cute. Typical Kay. She probably was saving the world, like she does in her own small way every day. Like the best people do.
Let go and forgive. Take small steps every day. Stop to smell the roses and make the time to play.
The problem is the muddle and the mess between this world and those objects, those things and these moves, that concrete and and these feelings, the inside and the outside, the cartoon and the keepsakes, those bananas and that guilt, that toothbrush, that sigh, those subtitles, that bruise, those tires, meningitis, airports, aches and pains, appointments, shoes, woodlice, wild things and salt, blood and blurry and greedy and innocent and sorry and bored and tomorrow and funny and carrots, and that bomb and those forgotten, that recipe and those worries, that ticket and those chimneys and sweat and swear and sleep and itch and talk and drink and buy and drive and breathe and hurt and sleep and bleed and try and wish and candles and forgetting and cream and cracks and camera and birthday and those weddings and those wees, those tissues and that weather, genocide and genetics and generally or sometimes that pillowcase and those deaths and those germs and that sadness and dust and those church bells and hating and yourself and painting and broccoli and rhymes and clouds, prosthetics, excuses, synonyms, drains, ambitions, lessons and socks, balloons and bones and fuses and relevines, cat food, contraception, cuddles, immigration, incarceration, futility, flies and pensions and hope, privacy, a trophy, a promise and blankets, adverts, hello, morning, seabirds, sorry, ulcers, worries and a mask, a sneeze, a straw and diseases, repeat, a debit card, a dinosaur, a flush, a cake, underpants, lyrics, a news conference, a graveyard, tankers, a conviction, convictions, road signs, noises, a mouse, quiet, fingernail, dirt, a bark, cues, a scar, sleep, homophobia, a bookmark, prayer mat, a tear, an engine, pollen, parking spaces, hay, hose pipes, a spade, a dead mouse, space, war, plastic, laughter, teeth, a funeral, a nappy, happy, hopeless, needles, silence, gates, puddles, diseases, slugs, streams, shyness.
His rather diffident approach makes a slow progress.
Refuse, anger, light switch, ink stain, tea leaf, cardboard, clumsy, waiting, compassion, taxes, cobweb, misogyny, staples, cables, bulbs, bones, tires, feathers, commas, questions, dandruff, smudges, hiccups, tomorrow, swallowing, sneezing, salivating, smelling, dribbling, radiators, clouds, the wind, busy roads, some bottles, a pin, some cream, a biscuit, some broken glasses, a doormat, headphones, a pinecone, an idea, some stains, a feather, a coincidence, a backpack, a waterfall, a memory, a spy, new trainers, a tube train, a squeak and a whistle, and a cry and a yawn and a keyboard and a hairband and a belt and a calendar, a crumb and a bill and a brush and dandelions and pebbles and chickens and brambles, a smell of diesel, shopping trolleys, energy, arthritis, CCTV, intolerance, allergies and ladybirds.
And that's what it's like all the time.
Bedtime, and I lie in bed wriggling to find a marginally less uncomfortable shape. I'm practicing a conversation I'm expecting to have tomorrow, so it'll go better. I think just starting to drop off when my phone buzzes on the bedside table, and I wonder if I should look at it just in case. But if it's something about work, it will only keep me up, so I don't. I fall asleep, finally, in the darkness, replaying an argument I had 23 years ago, now that I've had more time to think of the work to run. But it still doesn't feel like winning something. Involved in an accident that wasn't my fault. What could that be? Global warming, white supremacy, the patriarchy, the 21st century. If I'm really weak, being born, this is not a good place to go when I'm trying to get to sleep.
Lose your mind and play three games for me. Sorry. plastic, too much pollution, not enough kindness, too much greed, too many different people to please, too much debt, too much need, too much obstinate certainty, ugly houses multiplying, too little truly satisfying, so many facts I can't begin to know them all, so many words I can't begin to use them all. Drugs prescribed, too few safe uncontacted tribes, obstinate certainty cut and paste, too many different types of toothpaste, too much pornography, shame and regret, too many things I'd like to forget, too much choice paralysis, homemade psychoanalysis, and so many battles I can't begin to win them all, so many lives I can't begin to lead them all.
Blood, blood on my skin and hands and nails, and in my eyes as well. I'm crawling in an underground bunker with my computer-controlled blind bone. It's enormous, without any change.
free to do what we want to do.